everyone, and welcome back to King's Kids Radio. I'm Sister Wren.
And I'm Sister Clark. And boy, are you going to enjoy today's lesson. But of course, we are going to spend some time singing unto the Lord with all of our hearts first, right?
That's right. And today I just feel like singing about how great God is. Why don't we start off by singing My God is So Big? Get your voices ready. Let's sing. God is so big and mighty, and there is nothing that he cannot do.
A big amen to that. And since we are singing about how great our God is, why don't we also sing what a mighty God we serve? Here we go. God we serve. Not only is he the mighty God, but he is the only God. There is no other God beside him, and there is not a man or woman on this earth that can compare to him.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, our memory verse today also talks about the greatness of our God. But we need our super friend to help us out with this one.
Bible Buddy. Have no fear, Super Bible Buddy is here, helping you to hide God's word in your heart and helping you learn to hold it dear. Hello, kids. I am happy to bring you this week's memory verse. It tells us how great our God is. It is found in the book of Psalms 19 and 1. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Now, you may be wondering exactly what that means. Well, it means that you can walk outside and look at God's creation and know how powerful and how wonderful he is. You can look at the brightness of the stars and the moon at night, or the splendor of the sun in the clouds during the day. You can look at the majesty of the mountains and their heights, or the beauty of the blue waters of the sea. And when you think about all the great things that God has created, then you know that he himself must be a great, great God. Let's repeat that memory verse one more time. Psalms 19 and 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Now I've got to take a long journey, so you may not hear from me for a while. I'm going to miss you while I'm away, but I'll still stop in from time to time to make sure you're still hiding God's word in your heart. Before I go, I want you to do me a favor. Stand up straight and tall like a soldier and put your hand to your forehead for a salute. And when I count to three, I want you to salute and say, "Thank you, Super Bible Buddy." 1, 2, 3.
Thank you, Super Bible Buddy.
Well, kids, I've enjoyed being with you and helping you learn the Word of God, but I'm needed elsewhere right now. Until next time, remember that the greatest superpower that we have is the power we have over sin. And the only way that we can get that power is to repent of our sins, get baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Until next week, kids. Woo, woo, woo.
Wow. I hope it's not too long before we hear from Super Bible Buddy again, but I know he has to help other children as well. We are so thankful for all the times he helped us hide God's word in our heart.
Yes, he truly has been super. And speaking of super, we have talked about a lot of superheroes from the Bible, and they truly did some spectacular things. But there is one final superhero who is bigger, greater, and stronger than them all. And in our story today, one young man finds out about the ultimate superhero.
The children of Israel did exactly as Elijah had commanded.
Daryl.
One of the prophets of
Daryl.
Were captured.
Yeah, Mom.
To the river where
oh, so you're listening to your Sunday school lesson. Elijah.
He said,
yeah,
rain,
with the outing with Gramps and all, I didn't get a chance to tune in at 6 p.m., so I figured I would listen to it before I went to bed. See, I finished the activity sheet.
Nice job. And I can also see you finished the snack they gave you, too. Here, let me take your iPad.
Yeah, I suppose I have.
That's my baby. I am so proud of you.
Baby? Mom. I'm almost 7 years old.
Yes, and you will still be my baby even after you've turned 77. Yes.
All right, I give.
I thought so. Now, let's tuck you in and say good.
Mom.
Yes, Daryl? Don't tell me you've just remembered to start.
No, Mom. Something's been nagging me ever since the King's Kids Radio started their new superhero series.
Yes. What is it, son?
Well, you know how much I love superheroes. You know, Superman, Spider-Man.
Yes, how could I forget? You have them plastered all over your bedroom walls.
Yeah, about that.
No. We can discuss that another time. Go on.
Well, while listening to King's Kids Radio these past 9 weeks, I heard about many superheroes from the Bible who were humans just like me, but did many wonderful things which made them superheroes of faith.
Yes?
Well, what troubles me is, well, how did they turn from being a regular person into
a superhero of faith?
Yeah.
Daryl's mom found herself in a tight place. She had just repented of her sins, been baptized in Jesus' name, and received the gift of the Holy Ghost only 2 months ago. Daryl's Sunday school teacher confided in her on how she had been talking to her son about receiving the Holy Ghost, and oh, how she wanted her son to have it. She had never been happier than she was now that she had the Holy Ghost, but with this wonderful experience being so new to her and all, how was she to answer this question? But because she did not want to let her son down, she whispered a quick prayer and said,
Hey, remember a few months ago when we came home from Sunday school and you told me about your lesson? Yes, it was about the power of prayer. Remember that?
Yeah, and I told you that I was going to pray for God to give me a scooter.
Yes, and you did. Then what happened?
That week, the next door neighbors were moving and came over to see if I would like to have Billy's scooter. Yes, I remember. That's it. Thank you, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, son. Now let's try to get some sleep.
After Daryl's mom kissed him goodnight, turned off his lamp, and shut the door, Daryl began to pray.
Jesus, I'm not quite sure how to ask you this. I mean, it's not as simple as asking for a scooter and all, but how or what made those people on King's Kids Radio into superheroes? And, well, amen.
Daryl's hesitation was because he didn't know how to ask his real question. The question he wanted to ask was, could he be a superhero of faith too? And if so, how? Closing his eyes, Daryl soon found himself drifting off into a deep sleep.
In the portals of heaven, the great eternal God heard little Daryl's prayer, just like he hears yours, and decided to pay him a nighttime visit.
What's that? Someone must have opened my window. Mom! Whoa! What's going on? Where's that bright light coming from?
Don't be afraid.
Startled, Daryl grabbed hold to his blankets. He almost wet his pajamas, but remembered he was a big boy. In a moment's time, Daryl climbed out of his bed to run in the direction of his door and landed on nothingness. You might ask, how does nothingness feel? Well, first of all, you need to remember that this is being told from an almost 7-year-old. He later tells his mother that it was a real dream. Whatever it was, Daryl said he would never forget it. Reaching for courage, Daryl asks,
what's going on?
Calm.
Even though Daryl knew that he should be afraid, for some reason he wasn't. For deep inside, he knew who he was that called him to come.
Okay, but where are we going?
To the beginning.
In a flash, Daryl was floating at top speed, four yet standing still. Suddenly, scenes of the King's Kid Radio superhero series began to race towards him, stopping just long enough for him to hear pieces of what they had said in each story, and then to hear God speak after each one.
God?
Abel, thou hast pleased me with thy sacrifice. You have shown your thankfulness and obedience by sacrificing the best of your flock. Your faith is strong.
Thank you, God.
It was I who dealt with Abel's conscience, which caused him to choose to offer up the right sacrifice with the right spirit.
Well, Miss Maud S.T., I don't have the faintest idea where he's at right now. This is a big land, you know. But I'll tell you what, you can rest assured that wherever Mr. Enoch is found, you're going to find the Almighty walking right there with him.
He got a faraway look in his eye, and he said, one day, Final Dining, I just might not to come back.
It was I who gave Enoch the faith and power to trust me to take one step, which turned into another step, which turned into walks, which led him to my home here in heaven.
Deborah, you called for me?
Yes, Barak, sit down here a spell. The Lord of Israel has chosen you to go to Mount Tabor and to take with you 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and Zebulun. With these men, you are to go and destroy Captain Sisera and his army.
It was I who strengthened Deborah, a woman, to become Israel's judge, and to speak to Barak how I would defeat the Canaanites and their evil captain, Sisera.
I heard from God. I know it seems weird, and I know it seems hard to understand, but we must obey God.
It was I who gave Abraham the power to leave his country, to follow me to a land that I promised to give him and his seed for generations.
I waited years for a child. The older I got, the less I hoped. I lost faith. But God, He can do anything. I believe for my son.
It was I who gave Sarah the power to have faith, to believe in my word that she would have a son.
People of Israel, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you today. For the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again, no more forever.
It was I who gave Moses the faith and strength to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt through the Red Sea and to Mount Sinai, where I met with them.
I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together.
Here I am. I will do the Lord's work.
What? They send you? You're not a man. You're just a...
Just a kid, yeah. But I come in the name of the Lord. Take this.
It was I who gave faith to a young man named David to defeat the Philistine Goliath.
The Lord your God is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. I have a cord hanging down the wall from my house that you can climb down to leave. Now, promise me kindness for the kindness I have shown you to.
We will make an agreement to save everyone in your house when the city is destroyed.
It was I who gave Rahab faith to hide the two spies and to believe their words to the saving of her household.
Hear me, O Lord! Let it be known today that you alone are God in Israel. Answer me, Jehovah, so these people will know that you are the Lord God and turn their hearts back to you.
It was I who gave Elisha faith to defeat Jezebel's prophets of Baal and turn my people, Israel, back to me. These all could not become superheroes of faith without me. For without me, they could do nothing.
At the end of the ninth lesson, everything went dark and quiet. Daryl couldn't resist asking his heart's question.
Okay, but what about me? Why can't I be a superhero of faith?
There was a flash of light, and then Daryl found himself inside of a room. Not his bedroom, but one he remembered and missed attending every Sunday morning. It was his Sunday school room, and in the front of the room stood his teacher, teaching the class. As he listened, he recognized the lesson. It was the same lesson his mom spoke to him about earlier. As he listened, something that he had heard his teacher say a bazillion times, this time grabbed his attention.
The power that made the men in the Bible heroes of faith is the same power that can make you into a superhero of faith today. This power will help you to overcome and defeat sin. Daryl, this power is the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the ultimate superhero, and He wants to live in you.
Daryl was stunned. His teacher was staring at him and talking to him. Tears began to stream down his face. Yes, he wanted this. He wanted the Holy Ghost, and he knew how to get it. Closing his eyes, Daryl began to repent, asking God to forgive him for all of his sins when...
Daryl, what's wrong? What happened? Oh, honey, are you all right?
When he opened his eyes, he was back in his room, on the floor, tears streaming down his face, and his mother staring at him with fear in her eyes.
Yes, Mom. Don't worry. I'm okay.
I heard you call me and I heard you crying. What's wrong?
Mom, I want to be a superhero.
I know, honey, but Superman and Spider-Man are not real. They are characters that came from man's imagination. But there is a real superhero, and he is the ultimate superhero.
I know, Mom, and I want him to live on the inside of me. I've repented of my sins, and I want to be baptized in the ultimate superhero's name, Jesus. Then I will pray until I speak in tongues as the Holy Ghost comes, just like you and my teacher did, right? Mom, I'm ready. I'm so ready to be a superhero of faith.
In our story today, Daryl found out who it was that caused each of our superheroes of the Bible to become a superhero of faith. Jesus, the ultimate superhero. He then made up his mind that he wanted that same power to live inside of him. Do you want the Holy Ghost? You can have it right now. Let's pray. Jesus, I am so happy to know that you are the ultimate superhero. I want you to know that I want you to live inside of me so that I can be a superhero of faith for you. Please give me the Holy Ghost. I am ready. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now it's time to announce the winner of this week's drawing.
The winner of this week's drawing is...
Elijah Rogers!
Yay! Woohoo! Congratulations!
Well, kids, this concludes our series of lessons on superheroes of faith.
We hope that you have enjoyed this series, and we are looking forward to what is coming next. But no matter what comes next, we know who will be there with us. Jesus, the ultimate superhero.
Until next time, remember to keep your capes clean and white.
See you later, superheroes!
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.